Open up your brown book, baby. It's for you, it's for us. The fantasies, no one can judge us. No one can judge us. This is for us. Open up your brown book, baby.
Hey y'all, hey, it's your girl Shay Baby, and welcome back to another episode of the Brown Book Series. Yo, y'all know what it is. It's 6 o'clock, it's Wednesday, and the Brown Book Series is on, and I have a special treat for you tonight. Y'all always say, y'all, I know y'all saying, Shay, you always have a special treat, but it be true. I got special treats, but I got two special treats tonight. Oh my gosh, we'll give y'all time. You know how y'all do, go get your drinks. Tell everybody Brown Book Series is on and come on back for the dynamic duo. They're like Batman and Robin, you know what I'm saying? But only better because, you know, Robin, he only had a couple of words. He couldn't really, you know. Anyway, so the dynamic duo, New York Times bestselling authors, Max Monroe. See you in a few.
Brown Book Series presents Raw. Romance readers and writers experience. Save the date. October 28th and 29th, 2022. Brown Book Series presents Raw. Romance readers and writers experience. October 28th and 29th, 2022. At the Westin Old Town, Alexandria. Featuring some of your favorite romance authors. Brenda Jackson. Beverly Jenkins. Iris Bolin. Deborah Fletcher Mello, and so much more. The Raw Experience will include book signings, meet and greet, photo ops, vendors, shopping, surprise celebrity guests, and live performances. Registration is wide open at brownbookseries.com. Save the date, October 28th and 29th, 2022. Brown Book Series presents Experience.
And we are back. That whole little experience at the end, like, you know, if he like was a narrator, it'll be, you know, it'll hit a little different. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, bring it to the stage for the very first time here at the Brown Book Series, New York Times and USA Today's best-selling authors, Max Monroe. Yay! Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hi, good. So good.
We're excited to be here.
I'm excited you guys are here, honey, because y'all know, everybody know I have my choice of authors who I just love talking to, and I was like, where the hell is Max Monroe? Why haven't I talked to them? And then they're like, Shay, guess who you're talking to? I'm like, who? Well, I said with an attitude, who? I was like, how are you ladies? How you guys doing today?
We're good. We're doing really well.
Yeah.
I mean, we're wearing matching outfits.
We literally are.
We went to Target and you know what happens. And we just ended up with two matching outfits.
And a karaoke machine.
Wait, y'all are my kind of girl.
Here we are.
We were literally doing the karaoke last night in the hotel room. Like, it,
yes. Yeah. Pretty sure we were going to get kicked out.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome. Oh my God, I wish you guys would have called me. Oh my God. That would have been my portion from here.
Yes. Yeah.
That is absolutely awesome. Now, Max Monroe, the Monroe girls, honey. Because we'll get into all that in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we need to get into that right now so then I can ask separate questions. Well, no, hold on. Wait a minute. No. Okay, this is what we're going to do. Ooh, the struggles of it all. I'm so excited. I ain't get my shit. Because we're going to dissect who's who, the witches, and you know what I'm saying? And which is so cool, though, because even just the name itself is just like, okay, this is crazy. But outside the literary world, y'all can introduce which one's Max and which one's Monroe. Let us know, like, what is it is in a day in the life of Max and Monroe. Okay. Outside the literary world.
Okay.
We'll get into that later.
Outside of, like, writing books, what are we like?
Outside, what it is in a day of the life. Like, but outside of writing books, like, how is your day? What do you do? Do you, like, this is some bullshit. I'm in bed all day. Like, what is
I used to be so good at sleeping in. I'm horrible at it now. What's my life like outside of, I mean, we work a lot. We really do.
Uh-huh.
Probably too much. Yes.
I know what your life is like outside of it.
What is it like?
She drinks a lot of coffee.
Yes.
And sits outside, like, on her porch with her husband.
Yeah.
She has an 11-year-old son.
Mm-hmm. I have a doll. I have a lab.
She has a silver lab. She has a silver lab.
I have a chocolate lab.
Yeah, I mean, outside of working, my husband and I hang out a lot. We'll watch movies, and I think I'm more of a homebody than I probably should be. Mm-hmm. I think the pandemic kind of ruined that for all of us. And
yeah,
so we all kind of got into habits. But yeah, that's.
Mm-hmm. And she goes by Monroe for our purposes.
I'm the Monroe.
You're Monroe, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Max.
So my life outside of work and books is I have a 3-year-old toddler.
Oh, you're busy.
And a 10.
He's like the most wild toddler.
He's very, very wild. And I have
he's
a 10-year-old.
Oh boy.
So, but the 10-year-old's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Except for occasional attitude, but the 3-year-old is he takes up a lot of time because he's pretty wild, and I live on a farm, and so my husband and I spend a lot of time outside. That's pretty much what we do.
That is so cool, though.
Yeah,
that's freaking cool. She said it is funny because when I hear people talk about their sons, their toddlers, they be like, oh yeah, they're wild. I'm like, yeah, he all boy.
Uh-huh, he is.
All boy.
I'm 25% bruises, I think. Yes. He's wild.
I absolutely love that. You got, oh Lord. Calm down, Scooby. Yeah, excuse him. You know, he's just, you know, wild. He's wild. He's all boy too. He's wild.
Yeah.
He's 5. His birthday was just the other day. So he's just like, you know, he's just off the chain. You know, people in the driveway. He's like, what's going on, Mom? I hear voices. I hear people. It's like, oh, wow. So how did you guys come up with the pseudonym of Max Monroe? Like, what made you do this collaboration? Because individually, you guys are awesome. It's almost like how the song says, I'm a beast all by myself. But it's just awesome when we together, like, you know, so it's like, how did you come up with this collaboration?
Well, I mean, we had both been writing on our own separately, and we were close friends. And we were both kind of going through kind of hard times in our personal life. Everybody reaches those times where you, you know, you got more struggles than normal.
Everybody.
And we just wanted to have fun. And one of us, we don't remember at this point which one, said, like, maybe we should write a book together.
It's the one who purchased the karaoke machine. That's the one who said, let's write a book together. I already know.
Both of us.
Exactly.
We decided to write together, and we decided from the beginning, you know, because we didn't know what was going to happen. We had never written a book together. So we were like, let's, you know, if we end up publishing this, let's like keep it anonymous. We'll come up with a pen name, and that way readers who have read our other books have no expectations. Mm-hmm. So and then it was like the most fun we've ever had writing a book together.
Yeah. And it worked out. Here we are.
It really worked out.
Yeah.
What's the process though? Because when I see people, well, there's not that many, you know, duos. Mm-hmm. But like even like the ones who write anthologies together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the process? Do you like, okay, I'll take this character and I'll take this character, or are you like, I'll take these half? Like, what's your process in order? Because when you're reading your books, you can't tell that there's a difference. It's like, you know, the cohesiveness of it all is just crazy. I was like, they lying. This is one damn person. This is not. Because, you know, like, how does that, it blends so good together. So how do you do that?
Well, first of all, thank you for the huge compliment that you can't tell who writes it.
That's facts. That ain't no, that's facts.
you're going to think we're crazy is that we write it different every time. Yeah. Sometimes we do take characters. Sometimes we'll just pass it back and forth. Sometimes we'll break up and she'll write 10 chapters and then I'll write 10 chapters. Sometimes she'll write the front half of the book and I'll write the back half of the book. Or, I mean, we do it different every time. Every book. Literally, every book. We reinvent the wheel every time.
Yeah.
And but the cohesive comes from two things. Number one, we're very much on the same page, mm-hmm. writing-wise. I mean, personality-wise, we're similar, but we also have differences and are different people. But when we're writing, our brains work very similarly.
Yeah.
And then also, we revise everything. Yes. Both of us revise everything. So no matter if she was the primary writer on a chapter or I was, we both are revising that thoroughly. So we're reading and evaluating every word.
Mm-hmm.
So usually our biggest problem is that we use the same jokes twice and then have to take one out.
Yeah. Right. That's because usually because I'll write it in one part and then she'll write in the other part. Because it's probably crazy how in sync we are a lot of the time.
Yes. When it's a certain subject matter, we think the same way and have the same humor. And we usually come up with the same thing and then we have to take it out because it's only funny one time.
It's almost like a marriage. You know, some people ask, like, how does a marriage work? It's like the foundation is the same. Yeah, we have our different personalities, whatever, but when it counts, when it matters, we all on the same, on one accord. So
yes, for sure.
That's what's up. Look at y'all. Yeah. Y'all like friendship soulmates. That's why some people are like, yeah, we got one. Yeah, we got different type of soulmates and stuff. It's just, you know.
Yes.
We do say that we're writing soulmates.
Yeah.
That you said that. It's very funny because that is, our writing is what it works.
We just work. Mm-hmm. There's no system. It's just, we just do it together. Like that's, yeah.
I absolutely love it. I love it. Now, okay. So this individual question, Max, you can go first.
Okay.
How did you know that that you want to be an author? That being an author is your thing. I don't care. I love it. I'm writing it. Bye. This is it. How did you know?
So I actually knew by doing. I was not the kid who knew that I wanted to be a writer growing up, that I thought that was my thing. I didn't know from an early age. I went to college for meteorology, so I have a science degree.
You're the weather girl, too? That's what I'm saying!
Yes. Yes.
Inside joke. People are like, what are you talking about? Inside. You had to be there, y'all. Inside joke.
Yes. So I went for meteorology, which I really do have a passion for, but I was really avidly reading, and I had an interest. Think maybe I could do this. I think I would want to do this, but I didn't know if I could. I really didn't know. So it really came for me when I wrote my first book, which let's not talk about my first book. I mean, that's like, you know, but at the time, I think I wrote it in like 2 weeks and I was like, I could do this, you know, mm-hmm. because it just clicked and it was fun, like really invigorating and fulfilling. And so it clicked that was what I should be doing. And so then I started and I wrote for a while on my own and worked really hard at it. And I would say got to mediocre success. But when we got together, then it was when it really clicked of like, now this is where it's at.
This is where the magic resides. All right, cool. And you?
Well, writing was always something I really enjoyed from little on. That I was always writing, whether it was journaling, writing stories, writing poetry. That was always my thing. But I did veer, you know, when I graduated high school and I went to nursing school and I was a nurse but I never, like, I enjoyed the job, but I had a pattern of always changing kind of what I was doing with nursing. So, you know, I do ER and then about, you know, 2 years in, okay, I want to change this up. Then I do ICU, then I do labor and delivery. And it really, because I wouldn't say that it was my full passion.
It was just a job. It wasn't a passion.
Yeah. So I started writing. I've always been an avid reader, and kind of like what Max did, like, I think I'm going to give this a shot. Like, I'm going to actually sit down and write a book. And I just really love doing it. And it fulfilled kind of what I felt like was missing, right? But it wasn't really until we started writing together that it just felt like it was a whole piece. And I think because writing on your own is very solitary. So we, you know, together, like, there's just, we have a support system. It's instilled throughout the whole writing process. And it's really nice when you're both working on a book and you both are supporting each other through it. You just, it's not the same if you're writing on your own, even if you've got a good support system with your family or you've got a great editor. It's just not the same.
That's
pretty much, you know, we're lucky that way for sure.
For sure.
And we're lucky to have y'all, honey, because I was like, listen, I absolutely love it. And speaking of writing books, it brings us to the first segment here in the Brown Book Series called Name That Book. Will we give you a give you a name of a character, a synopsis, or a passage, or something from one of your books, and you have to name that book. Now it's two of y'all, so y'all should get this.
Okay, I'm nervous. I'm excited.
I'm nervous. So you guys got some series. So if we give you a character, is the character of that main book, you know, that they're there.
Okay.
The hero or the heroine in. Let me put my glasses on, so y'all know I can't see.
Okay.
Ooh, I need to start dating. Who are the people who fix your eyes? They get the eye surgery. I need to start dating one of them.
I can never remember. It's ophthalmologist and
optometrist.
Yeah, one of them. My honey,
ophthalmologist would make more money.
I think they're the I think they do like the surgeries.
You're my kind of girl. That's who I need. The one who make the most money.
Yeah.
Okay. That's who I'm with. All right. Y'all ready?
We're ready.
We're ready.
All right, name that book. This is one of my favorites. Oh, no, maybe because, okay, I ain't gonna take it. Just one of them. All right, here we go. Name that book. Fuck being only human. I could Clark Kent the shit out of this moment and open up my mind.
Holy shit.
That's what I said. I was like, who the fuck wrote that part? I can Clark Kent this bitch.
And open up my mind. I do not either.
Okay.
Okay, I'm thinking really hard.
It wouldn't be that, would it?
I don't think so.
Who the hell is that? Fuck being human.
I'm gonna Clark Kent this shit out of this moment and open up my mind.
It's an earlier. We haven't made it.
It was earlier, yup. But it was good too.
I want to see a Thatch. Is it Thatch? From Bank of the Billionaire?
It's not.
Oh! Oh, Queen!
Wildcat. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Them boys, that whole series, honey.
We're going to be bad at this.
We're going to be
It's two of y'all. Come on. You're supposed to be like, okay, wait, I think I wrote that part. No, wait, Paul, you wrote that part.
We don't know. That is part of our problem is we can't remember who wrote what part.
We have no idea.
Well, listen, I can remember who wrote this book, and it was Max Monroe, honey. I'm telling you, so good. The whole series. All right. So y'all got to do better now, okay? Y'all ready?
We're ready.
All right. Name that book. Blind Dates. Online Dating Profile. Been there, done that.
Tapping the billionaire.
That's Tapping the Billionaire.
Yeah, that's Tapping the Billionaire.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
I wish I would have told me what y'all was wearing today so I could put my outfit on too so all of us can be matching. Next time. Y'all fuck. Next time. Get it together. All right. Name that book. Character. Lola Sexton.
Sex says.
Oh, girl.
Yeah, we got that one.
Yeah.
Y'all got that one. That book right there, honey. Miss Lola. I liked her. I liked her now. All right.
It was fun.
That
yeah.
one was so much fun. We thought
it was fun and funny.
Yes.
All right. Next up, name that book. I need a ride. I said to a sexy stranger on a highway.
The Pact.
The Pact. Your latest release.
Yes.
Yes.
Girl. I said, where's the man with the Harley? What is going on? Now, I love, you know, this one and the one before that. I don't know. It's the covers. I don't know. The covers are just a little different. They just show the words. It wasn't, of course, the sex man on it, but yeah.
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit about the Pact before we go on to the next one?
Yes. Oh man, we had a lot of fun writing that book. Mm-hmm. So that is a standalone romantic comedy, and it's in our Winslow Brothers series.
Yes.
So The Bet is before that. Mm-hmm. And the Winslow Brothers are, I mean, they're a lot, it ended up being a lot steamier than what we expected.
They're very steamy.
Very steamy.
Yeah. Yeah. So The Pact is a fake marriage, with forced proximity, which we really love that, mm-hmm. writing that trope. And so you have Flynn, who is like this broody, quiet, but strong guy.
Yeah.
He's really good dirty talker.
Yes, he is.
Or, and then you have Daisy, who is, she needs a little help. But she's really cute.
She says every thought that comes to mind, which is a lot of fun. And
Yeah.
We especially really like mixed one. With how quiet Flynn is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Flynn was very quiet until the bedroom. Now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that what threw me. I was like, okay then. So that's electric. So how long did it take you guys to write this book?
Probably two and a half months, mm-hmm. probably.
Is that the norm?
It was a little bit tricky because he was so, he didn't, his dialogue, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's probably one of the first guys that he didn't have a lot of dialogue, but
I was about to say that. Yeah. He was what you really call a mysterious man. He was a man of few words. And that's, even though he didn't say a lot, and I thought it was just me because I was smoking that night. Anyway, but even though he didn't, that Shay, maybe you're missing it. but he didn't say a lot, but his character was still so well developed that even when he didn't say a lot, mm-hmm. you still heard a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, how they do that?
That was the tricky part with
that
him.
That was the tricky part with him because there were a couple times you know, in revisions or a chapter would get changed up because it's like, he really wouldn't talk that much. Yeah, like we got to redo this. Mm-hmm. Because the comfort zone is a character like Thatch, right? For Somebody Meeting the Billionaire.
Really exuberant and it's easy. Because they're very full of banter and talk and
Thatch or Kelly. Yeah.
Yeah. So that took us about 2.5 months, I'd say, to write it. Mm-hmm. We've written books faster than that. We try not to be in that position to write a book that fast.
But we can.
Uh-huh. But this one took us, it might have been more like 3 months.
We had to dial him in more than some of the others. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, that makes sense. Look at y'all. Okay. So The Pact is awesome. All right. Next up, name that book.
Okay.
Charming, good time, loving playboy. This person is, has never been a one-woman man, but a single bit of forbidden fruit has often been known to bring even the most determined bachelor to his knees.
So this is the secret.
This is the secret.
The upcoming release, The Secret. Now, so me and my team, you break the tie for us, right?
Yeah.
They was like, let me pull it up. So the cover, right?
Yeah.
Y'all get rid of the banner so we can see. Okay, so the whole cover, The Secret. Absolutely love it. Now, I was telling my team that Because the it's kind of like the other books that's in the series, The Pact and the Bet, but it's like, use that, but then there's a guy that, you know, comes up. So my team was like, well, do you think that this would just be the cover since it's the secret and nothing else is on it? Or since it's not out yet, you know, it's like when it's time to be released, the guy will just magically appear. I said, I was like, well, because it's the secret, so maybe it will just be this cover. So my team was like, I don't know. So we split. Half of us was like, man, I think this is the cover. It would be hot if, you know, because just it's a secret. So you're like, well, yeah, got to open up, see what it is. And the other team was like, I think when it get closer to the time, a fine ass man is going to appear, you know, like out of the darkness. Could you please break the tie for us? Could you, can you break the tie, first of all?
We can. Yes. You okay. Are, there will be a hot ass man that will appear.
Yes.
He's
pretty attractive.
He's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. I should have known, because you two, I was like, it's a hot ass man coming some damn well.
Yeah. No, I do like the take.
I do, because that's really clever. Yeah.
You know, again, I was high when I was thinking it. I was like, yo.
It's really clever.
I was thinking too deep into it. They was like, no, Shay, a fine ass man is gonna appear. I'm like, either way, he gonna come out to die. I'm cool with it. But that was just like our take on it. We was like, what the whole hell?
Yeah,
absolutely. Like, okay, and speaking of fine ass men, it brings us to the next segment here, the Brown Book series, called Who'd You Rather? Okay. Where we pit your heroes against each other, and you let us know who you want to knock down. One night only, one night stand. I often say, you know, up against the wall, let them draws fall. We don't talk about love. We ain't talking about nothing.
All right.
You know, they can give you a little change when they finish. Give me a little money, leave it on my stand. That's it. All right. Y'all ready?
Ready. Yep.
All right. Who'd you rather? Then we're going to get back to The Secret. If you could tell us a little bit about that, we'll go back, because that's the other that's Ty's book, Mr. Negro.
Yeah.
And so we're gonna get into that in a few minutes. All right, next up. First up, you ready? Who'd you rather?
That's so hard.
That is such a hard one.
I know, but who you want to get hard for you?
Let me think.
I would want to, can I cheat here that I would say I would want to marry Klein, but I would.
Oh, and it got stuck. Oh my God. Hold on. Hold on, everybody. We've got a little technical difficulties. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Still here?
I'm here. You guys here?
Yeah,
yes.
We're here. Okay.
Okay, we got stuck a little bit because you were talking about marrying somebody. That wasn't, you can't be cheating. You know what I mean?
I know.
Internet gods was like, ah.
All right. I'll go first, and okay. I'll say Thatch. Mm-hmm. I'll say Thatch.
All right.
He's big. He can probably toss me around a lot.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, one night with Thatch.
All right.
I'll just, to be devil's advocate here, and first gut instinct, I'll say Klein.
Yeah.
Because he's got some, he's got some moves. It's not like he's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want like a snub in the.
No, not at all. That's why.
Not at all.
Yeah, that was.
We just want our back beat out. I went with that too.
Did you?
Yes. Because I was like, his name alone made me want to sleep with him. But, you know.
Oh my gosh.
I said Thatcher. I don't know. All of a sudden, Thor just popped in my mind. I'm like, I want that. Yes. That's fine. You can have Klein. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, y'all go gag because I did. But I love this. And this actually, I like the Tapping the Bean in series too. But this is my favorite series of you guys. This is my favorite. Yeah. Who'd you rather? Dr. Will Cummins or Dr. Nick Raines?
Oh,
I'd choose Will.
I would choose Will.
I like Will
because he's a gynecologist. That's why you're.
Yeah, Will knows the G
He
spot.
Knows the way around.
Yeah.
I know. I love that. I love this. Is only three books in this series, and I love this series. It was just it reminded me of like a General Hospital, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, so in General Hospital was one of my favorites besides All My Children. So I was like, yo, this is cool. Sonny Caruth is going to come up in a few minutes and just say hi to somebody.
General Hospital was my jam. Yeah. That was my soap. And still to this day, it's the same people. You could find Sonny and Carly. And everybody's going to be there.
Everybody's going to be. That's how I felt about All My Children. It's like, yo, Erica and Adam and all, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, everybody's going to be there. It was just crazy. And when Palmer passed, I'm like, oh my God, Palmer died. It's over with. But I got it. All right. Next up. All right. So everybody went with Will. Cool. Sorry, Nick. Nick, you were cool with those all. You
yeah,
know,
like, yeah, you're cool. I like him. Yeah. Just you were forced to choose.
Yeah.
We want to sleep with Will. All right. Last up. Who'd you rather?
I go with Flynn too.
So, yes.
I went with Flynn too.
And his dirty talking in the bedroom.
I went with Flynn. Yeah, I'm like, Flynn is awesome. He's nothing against, you know,
nothing against
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing against
Flynn, our husbands are very similar guys, and Flynn is a lot like them.
Yeah, like, they're not like big talk, like they're not loud, but they're.
But when they say stuff. Uh-huh. Especially funny stuff, like real dry humor. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
My husband's around people, he don't talk a lot, but when he come home, I'll be like, oh, God, can you shut the hell up? Jesus. I'm talking about talk. And then my husband would go to sleep and wake up and just I will be knocked out. Yeah, baby. So that's what I'm saying. I'm like, what the hell? Like, so he's finishing the conversation he was having when but I'm asleep. And I'm just like, okay. So I'm waking up, like, okay, I don't know what's going on. So yeah, I need a Flynn in my life. What Flynn? Okay. Yeah. So speaking of Flynn, let's go back to his brother, Ty.
Yes.
Now that's the upcoming release, The Secret. Can you tell us a little bit about it? And this coming is out in April, right?
Yeah. April
9th. So it's coming up real soon. Tell us a little bit about Mr. Ty Winslow.
You want to go?
Okay. So Ty is, he's he's wild.
He
will say anything. He's not the kind of guy who's like trying to be, perfectly appropriate all the time by any stretch of the imagination. His whole past is, you know, a lot of random women.
He's like Jude, his brother Jude was more one night stands.
He's like
a serial dater.
Companionship, but nothing ever hits. So he's just kind of like 2 weeks, it's done.
It's done. Bored.
He gets very bored, but he just moves along. But he's
the professor too.
Yes, he's a professor.
Yes, I saw that. I was like, oh shit.
Some small amount of professionalism in his in his life. Yeah, he's walks the line for sure. He's got not very many lines he won't cross, but and as it turns out, maybe no lines he won't cross.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
he's going to be very tempted.
Yes.
The secret is a lot of push and pull, a lot of sexual tension.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
It's a lot of fun to write because of that.
I cannot wait to read it. Y'all going to send me my book now. I can't wait to read it. I was like, you know, I cannot wait to read it. This is, and these Winslow brothers, I was just like, okay, this is real, real cute. I really like that. Even though, you know, I got stuck on the billionaires, you know, the whole them, because, you know, they was cool. I was like, okay, this is cute over here. But then, I don't know, it's something about the Doctor series, Doctor Obscene, and Doctor... was it Dr. Nero? Those three books were just, I don't know, they're like a comfort books for me, if that makes sense.
Yes.
I don't know why it isn't. I just sleeping with everybody. I just yeah. What kind of comfort I'm doing. Like I like that. I like those three books. Even Scott. Scott was the third book, right?
Scott was second.
Second.
Dr. ER. Yeah. I was like, this is the diagnostic murder of it all. Like, it was so freaking cool.
Oh, thank you very much.
And y'all did that, honey. I said, look at them. Got them a full-blown soap opera over here. I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. Now, now the publishing part of it, though, because you guys are both individually, were you indie authors, or were you hybrid, or were you just both, just full-blown traditional?
We were indie on our own.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
And we're mostly we're self-published in the U.S. We have publishers for our audiobooks and our international books. Mm-hmm. It's something we plan on doing at some point, going hybrid where we'll do a traditional deal, but mm-hmm. it's kind of hard for us with giving up control.
Mm,
yeah. We've got our thing, and so we've been a little hesitant of taking
and it works.
Mm-hmm. Next step. Yeah. Yes. So, but you know, down the road, we probably will. It'd be like one book. We'd try a book is what I think.
Right.
We
wouldn't commit to like a whole.
No.
Whole thing.
Just try one. Because which is crazy. Cause and it speaks to your work, because you guys are New York Times, USA Today's bestselling authors as indie authors. That is an amazing accomplishment.
Pretty
Thank
wild.
You.
Thank
it's,
you.
We don't. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
that is damn crazy. Like, what book was it that you know? He was like, "Oh shit, we made the list."
It was Tapping the Billionaire hit New York Times and USA Today, and then we've had two other books hit USA Today.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. OB is one of them.
Yes, I am.
And then we kind of
we shifted away from being widely published, so we focus more on being in Kindle Unlimited, and with the way that works, you don't really get considered for lists anymore.
No.
So, but we kind of, yeah, mm-hmm. we kind of moved on from.
Yeah,
because we did it. I know that sounds, but like we felt like okay, we did it,
yeah.
And then that wasn't our main goal anymore. We
right.
just wanted
you can't to take that away from you. That's you know, yeah. you got that accomplished that, and then
yeah,
yes,
I did it. Yeah.
And Kindle Unlimited helps us reach
more people.
More people.
Mm-hmm.
Which was what we want to do. So, mm-hmm.
yes.
That's so freaking cool. You guys are amazing. I love it. Absolutely love it. And if you did do a publishing deal, well, I guess they would have to just, how does that work when you come in as a duo? Would they just grab the duo, you guys get the same deal, or would they work it out individually? Like a
That's how our audio is in our foreign mm-hmm. deal.
It would just be for, mm-hmm. the work of the from the pseudonym from our
name. Okay. We would just that makes contract. Mm-hmm. That makes sense, honey. Well, I hope y'all stay friends forever, because we need these. I'm just saying.
We hope we do too.
We do too. That's the plan.
Yeah, because I was like, yo, their writing style is just amazing. All right, coming up, author's moments. You guys can answer these questions together. Or you can answer them individually.
Okay.
What's your most urgent priority for the rest of the year? In the literary world and in the, you know, the world of Max Monroe.
Okay. What's our most urgent priority for this year?
Well, I mean, finishing the books that we're supposed to finish on time is yes. always number one.
Yes.
But I would say that one of our main priorities, we do try to set kind of something that we're trying to branch into mm-hmm. Every year. Last year, we really focused on our newsletter. And while we continue to focus on our newsletter, now this year we're also trying to really, really go into TikTok.
Yeah, we've been really
working on
trying to be consistent on TikTok, which we've been having a lot of fun with that. So that's
yeah, learn how to do this TikTok.
Yeah, you need to. Yeah, that's probably the most urgent priorities.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to us personally, I think we're both seeking a work-life balance, which it feels mm-hmm. like that's what we're always doing.
Constantly. Yes.
Yeah, we're trying to do that more because we tend to work too much.
We tend to work going all the
time. Yeah, y'all need to have a little more fun. Y'all be trying to have a little more fun. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, just a hint of it.
Just a hint of it. Yeah. All right, cool. All right, that's what's up. All right, author's moments. And being a novelist, what did you learn a little too late?
What do you think we learned too late with? Well, I don't know that you ever say, okay, 3 years ago, I would have felt like we should have known that. We learned a little too late. Like, for example, making sure you cultivate your newsletter list, right? Mm-hmm. But I also, the further we get in the career, the more I feel like you realize the things, time to start making the changes or the adjustments that you need to make. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, I think that's, you're always learning. And the one thing we've been consistent in is we are always willing to change or pivot, you know, depending on the industry. So I think
that's what we learned too late, yeah, is that you don't necessarily get it perfect from the start. Yeah. And then you just have to be able to manage a mistake or work when you get to it.
Yeah. And you can't focus on too many things at once. Like, right, that's why we pick like one thing a year. Like last year, we really were focused on our newsletter. You, like, if you're going to start social media, you don't say, I'm going to hit every social media platform. No, like, you can start and have a presence on them, but like focus on one platform, mm-hmm, to really grow.
Yes. You can't do everything at once.
No, you can't.
Right. That makes sense. That totally makes sense. And that's, I hear a lot of people, to a lot of authors and just like in the, just people in general, that social media is just a beast. The whole marketing process itself. And for you guys who are, you publish, you know, you're self-published, it's like you're doing everything by yourself. I'm sure you have a team, but you don't have like, you know, the mighty publishing companies or whatever pushing it for you.
Right.
So you guys are awesome though, honey. Y'all are strong. What I'm talking about, I love it. All right, author's moments. Okay. What are you most grateful for right now in this moment?
I'm grateful for you.
Oh, that's really sweet.
You being sweet. Then she's gonna be like, that's so sweet. And I'm grateful for,
no, I'm just grateful for I'm grateful for being where we are.
Yeah.
And being able to just appreciate it and the presence of mind to just live it and not be feeling, you know, not recognizing where all of our hard work has gotten us or that kind of thing. I'd be great. I'd say that's what I'm grateful for.
Yeah.
And like, obviously having a support system.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm going to cry. Okay. Office moments. If you could have tea with one fictional character of yours, who would it be? And why?
That's a tough one.
What, having tea or the
another character. I'm just gonna have to say Thatch, just because I feel like he's the most
what's
gonna happen.
We're not talking about sleeping with anymore. You can't have you see she's trying to double dip.
But he is, you never know what's going to happen. No, you never know what's going to come out of his mouth. I mean, you're going for tea and then who knows what's going to happen.
Who knows where you'd end up.
Yeah.
It wouldn't just be tea.
It'd be something totally different.
Yeah. Who would I pick? I think I would pick a secondary character, actually. I mean, Thatch would be great. But I would love to have tea with George's parents, Dick and Savannah Cummings.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because her mom's the sex therapist, and then her dad is just like, he's just so funny.
No filter, yeah.
No filter.
Now, see, the feedback off that, then that's what threw me too, because his mom's a sex therapist. So I was like, okay. So, no, you know, I just like really search your catalog. Because I was like, is there a book on them, you know what I'm saying? Because I want, because I was like, she was such there, you know, is there something, did I miss something? I'm like, did they talk about the parents already? And now this is, you know, an earlier book. So did you guys ever think about just writing like a short little novella? You know,
we could. I actually have never considered it, but
I haven't either, but that really would be fun, writing those.
They
two
would be a lot of fun,
especially how they came together. And mm-hmm. yeah
I thought, I was all up in y'all mind. I was like, look, this would be hot. Like, it'll be like General Hospital. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But now, instead of being based around the hospital, be based around her sex therapy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that would be really cute.
That
funny.
Would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That would be. Y'all need to look into that, girl. Because, listen, we want to read something like that. That's cute. All right. Author's moments. If you guys could sit down with your 15-year-old self, what would you tell her?
Me at 15, and we all went through some rough times at 15. Yeah. I feel like,
yeah,
that when you're a 15-year-old girl, my niece, one of my nieces is 13, mm-hmm. and it reminds me a lot, you know, you can be so insecure when you're a teenager. And you also want to you wanted to have everything figured out, and like, you shouldn't mm-hmm. do that. Like, just enjoy the ride. Like, don't feel like you have to figure yourself out mm-hmm. at 15. Because you're always going to be learning stuff about yourself, and you're always going to be evolving as a person. So, right. And you'll eventually get boobs. I'd probably have to tell myself that too.
Real or fake, they will come. They will come.
You will get boobs one day. Don't stress about it.
Uh-huh. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah. I was a pretty self-confident 15-year-old mm-hmm. as far as like knowing who I was. But I also was, I sometimes it wasn't the popular thing or the, you mm-hmm. know, and I would just tell myself that it was good and okay to be that way. And, you know, it'll help you when you're an adult to still have that kind of know your own worth and who you are, and you don't yeah. have to be like everyone else.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. Okay. Yeah.
Y'all, look at y'all, honey. Listen, y'all had good sense when y'all 15, all right? At this moment. Now, Max Monroe is your pen name. Mm-hmm. If you guys can pick another pen name, what would it be? First of all, how did you guys come up with Max Monroe? Because that's not nowhere near y'all name. So how do you...
We don't even know. I'm going to be honest with you. We have no idea.
We have no clue how
it
we came up with it.
It just felt right. It just felt like that's what we should be. That's all. That's literally the only explanation we have for it. What would our pen name be?
I really have not thought about it.
Do you think we would use our real names, our real first names?
I don't think so, because I don't like it enough.
Natalie Laurel.
Laurel Natalie. Laurel Natalie Laurel. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That sounds British, though. That's cute.
Yeah.
You had to write Sweet Romance. No, with that name, you either have to write Sweet Romance, Nothing in Between, or All the Way.
Of course.
Like,
yeah.
Super dirty.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. That's cute, though. Y'all should think about that. Okay. All right. Author's moments. If you could master any instrument on earth, what would it be?
Ooh. My mind just went totally sexual with that.
What instrument you want to master?
I'm gonna try to think of something that's not in the gutter.
Listen, we live for the gut over here.
Yeah,
I feel like this is really strange and the most random thing. Okay. And it's not something I've like spent time thinking about.
Yeah,
but the first thing that came to mind was a fiddle.
A fiddle?
I would love to know how to play a fiddle.
A fiddle.
If it was an instrument, it would be a violin. I love violin.
That's in the same neighborhood.
Violin. It is. I love violin.
All right, and if it wasn't an instrument?
Penis. I would want to know. I'm confident in my skills, but.
You'd want to be. I would. Like, pro extreme man like level PhD.
What is that called? There's like some kind of massage. It's called something. It's a whole people do
not
it.
A happy ending.
Massage. There's a word for it. I can't think of what it's called. But yeah, I mean, some of these women, they can, they don't even have to touch it. And they, happy ending.
What do they do, like a voodoo?
You need to find out what that is.
Why have I not heard of this before?
It's a real thing.
She says the voodoo.
They'll, like, massage around the stomach, the legs. I mean, sometimes I watch weird documentaries. So,
you know what? Because I was looking at the, what is called, like, tantric.
Tantric. It's tantric massage.
Tantric massage. Oh. Now, yes. And you know what? With that, though, we got to find the right person that can teach you. Because now everybody, you see, like, so many different people are trying to teach you the techniques.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that did not work. So we had to go to, like, a real place.
A real.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I'm with that. Look at you.
Yeah, that would be, you know, my husband wouldn't know what to do with himself if I, well, I'd end up being, like, using it funny-wise.
Yeah.
Nothing for him, but.
Being a grocery store, be like, stop doing that.
You better stop.
Stop it.
You better stop it. Right. Or if you know how to talk to it. If I knew how to talk in the, I would call my husband at work. What you doing, babe? I'm in the middle of the I need about 2 minutes of your time. Just why you know what I mean? Just listen.
Yeah.
Look, y'all need to research that and let me know. So if y'all need somebody to go to the place and learn it.
Yes.
So y'all, you know what I'm saying? I can do that for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Yes. Perfect.
It takes a village to learn how to milk.
It does, yeah.
So you can phone a friend if you're in need. What's that one move?
I love it. All right, Arthur's Moments. What is the one dream that you've tucked away?
I don't think we've tucked any dreams away.
No. We have open timelines on all of our dreams. We don't ever say necessarily like this year or 5 years from now. Mm-hmm. It's really kind of open-ended. We just have dreams and then one day at a time work towards them.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I like that. All right. Arthur's Moments. What's something you try really hard to like but just couldn't? Like, I tried, but hell no. I can't. Sorry.
Didn't like it.
Just didn't like it.
I don't... Something really hard to like.
I mean, onions?
You don't like onions?
No, I want to like onions because I actually don't mind the taste of onions, but I have a thing with onions.
Yeah.
Like, they make me feel, like, ill immediately. I don't think I have, like, an actual allergy to them, but...
No, it's an aversion.
I have an aversion. And, like, my mom... says that when she was pregnant with me, she couldn't eat onions.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel it's a
something,
thing.
Yeah.
So it is weird. Well,
something
but...
that I wish that I could like camping, right?
Right. Like, yeah.
I could see that. Like she does because she's got the look down for like an outdoorsy like
she hike. Does. I need a pier outdoorsy.
She wants it, but she can't.
I need a hotel nearby. Uh-huh. Like if we're gonna go
a real hotel nearby.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I'll do a hike, but I need to have a place with a TV and a shower and stuff.
Yeah, listen, I'm with all of that. It's so crazy. Me and my friends, we've been hiking, but we checked in this luxury hotel. You know how they have the fire pit out back?
Yeah.
And so they was like, okay, Shay, let's get ready to go. I was like, girl, whatever. So I went out back and I was in front of the fire pit and I was like, I just started eating my snacks out there. I'm like, I think this is the most camping that your girl is gonna be able to do.
I want to
hold the pitch, the tent, the whole, you know, I want to do all that, but where I'm gonna sleep at when all this happens, you know, I go through the process, but then I'm like, okay, this is great, take all this shit down and I'll see y'all at the hotel.
Oh, in the hotel.
Yeah
it's like sleeping outdoors. There's too many stuff out there.
There's way too much stuff out there.
I'm with you on that. All right, last up, Arthur's Moments.
Okay.
What are you amazingly good at besides writing?
Amazingly good at.
When you like you do, you be like, yo, this shit here, I'm hot at this. This is my jig right here.
What are you really good at? I'm trying to think.
I don't know what
I mean, since we don't know the Tetris, look, we don't know the Tetris stuff yet. Once we know the Tetris stuff, yeah. We're good at that. But yeah,
I'm good at that.
I like to believe I'm really good at that.
Yeah, I'll be back in a year and I'll be like, tantric massage is
my
what
husband
I'm really
has
at.
A good is good at pretending I'm good at it.
He just like keep doing it, baby. Whatever, just keep doing it.
Keep doing it. Yeah. What am I good at? I mean, that would be writing. No,
I'm not good. I know the things I'm not good at. Cold calling people.
Yeah.
Woo, not good.
Yeah.
I think that I am good at finding moments of humor. Like if we were all out together and maybe tension would occur for some reason.
Right.
I am probably very skilled at finding the moment of making it focus more on humor than the tension.
Yeah. More like conflict resolution. That's
just- I'm good at, and I'm just good at being silly. Like I'm very good at that.
Me too. I'm good at staying positive. Very most of the time. I mean, I think everybody has like a moment every now and then, but I keep a very positive mindset most of the time.
That's what's up. Your base core, your character is positive. So that's how you are. Okay, I'm with y'all on that. Okay, cool. Look at y'all. Fixer uppers and shit. Cool. All right. Max Monroe, dead or alive. If you can host a dinner party and could invite 5 people from any era, who would it be? Dead or alive?
Are we hosting this together? Do we pick 5 people?
You can pick five individually.
Okay. You want to do it together? Is this our dinner party? I think that would be more interesting.
Okay, yeah. We'll do ours.
Okay. So my first person, I want Coco Chanel to be there.
Girl.
Yeah. I love her. Yeah. I mean, she's dead. I have nothing by Chanel, but I love Chanel.
Love Chanel, too. Her story.
It's amazing.
It's
yeah.
amazing. She's like, where am I? Ooh.
Yes.
All right.
Kelly Clarkson. We would invite her. Yeah. We went through a whole Kelly Clarkson phase.
We did.
Kelly Clarkson too. Yeah.
Then we'd have to invite Britney Spears.
Dad, what was that look on your face over there? She was like,
No, we were that's my I'm thinking face.
Oh, okay. Britney
Spears.
Yeah.
And then actually I think maybe Snoop Dogg, because I feel like it would really liven it up.
Yeah, we should.
Him That's and Kelly good. Were livening up.
And then Betty White.
Betty White.
That's a high table. Yeah. Okay. That's cool. Look at y'all. Cute. All right. You girl, listen, this has been an awesome interview. We have one question left. But before we get to this last question, I just want to say thank you guys for coming on. You guys are just so beautiful, and I'm so freaking excited. I was like, I'm so happy when they told me I'll get to talk to y'all. I'm like, thank you, Jesus.
We were excited.
We're really excited. This is fun. So fun.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
Like, you're so energetic and fun.
I know.
And
You guys are awesome. All right, so before we ask this last question, please let everybody know about everything, all things Max Monroe. Where can they go get your social media, your websites, and where can they find your books? And then reiterate the upcoming release of The Secret. And then when that fine ass man is gonna be on the cover, we need to know.
Yes. So our website is authormaxmonroe.com. Actually, if you go to our website, there is a free book, which is based off of the Winslow brothers. And
it's a prequel.
It's a prequel to the series. It's a lot of fun to read. So that's free. You can download that. That's on the website. Mm-hmm. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. We're Author Max Monroe there. Mm-hmm. So you can find us there. What else?
If you go to our website, you can sign up for our newsletter, which is we are – in direct communication there.
Yes.
We send out a weekly newsletter actually that's not like promo-y or spammy. I mean, if we have a release or something, but it's new content entertainment. We just try to have fun in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then The Secret comes out.
The Secret comes out in April
9th. Mm-hmm. And that's Ty's book. And it's romantic comedy standalone. And it's a forbidden romance, mm-hmm. which is yeah. so much fun.
Very steamy.
Yeah.
I love it. I love me old Professor Honey.
Yes.
yes. All right. Last question of the interview. Mm-hmm. And I need you guys to answer it individually.
Okay.
All right. If you were writing a book about your life, what would the title be?
It's on my face. Well, as a precursor to this, just titling our books is really hard. Mm-hmm. That we have a hard time with it. So this is like a whole new challenge. Titling the book of my life.
Yeah. It would be about my life. She's trying. She's trying.
Girl, let me tell you. That's the book of everybody's life.
She's trying. Okay. And it'd be me on the cover, like, you know, awkward.
It'd be you in a hiking in
yes. hiking.
All right.
I would say mine would be called "I'm Here to Stay," because no matter what, I'm here. We're yeah. here through it.
That's I good. Absolutely love that. You guys are so. I'm gonna cry. I'm just going to cry. I absolutely love it. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome and please just give a round of applause for award-winning New York Times, USA Today's best-selling authors, the dynamic duo, Max Monroe. Yay!
Thank you.
You guys are awesome stars. Okay, hold 1 second for me. I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right, if you love the interview, and I know you did, please like, subscribe and share with your friends. Every Wednesday night, we're here at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, Brown Book Series is on. We right here, you know. So tell everybody, because we have some of the most amazing authors that you just do not want to miss. And also, starting now, you can check us out at 7 o'clock every Wednesday night at Cruise Radio. That's Cruise Radio 102.9. Cruise Radio. All the information will be in the description box below. So, hey, it's a wild Wednesday. Just what we do. And if you have not already purchased your ticket for the Raw Experience, please do so now. It's rawexperience.com. R-R-A-W experience.com. I'm going to see can we trick Max Monroe into coming and blessing y'all, you know, a little bit. You know what I'm saying? They good time, girls. We have a good time. And then while they after they finish signing y'all books, we can go over and find some tantric people. Anywho, you guys have a good one. Be blessed. And I see y'all next week.
Open up your brown book, baby. It's for you. It's for us. The fantasies. No one can judge us. No one can judge us. This is for us. Open up your brown